From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for June 11, 2013. Is Texas still in a drought? It depends upon where you are and whom you talk to, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor and reports from AgriLife Extension agents across the state. Despite rains, substantial in some cases, drought still had a hold on much of Texas. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, on June 4th, more than 87% of the state was still suffering from moderate, severe, extreme, or exceptional drought. The areas with the worst drought conditions remain the Panhandle, parts of the South Plains, South, and Southwest regions. Many parts of the state received rain since the Monitor's June 4th report, and more recent reports from AgriLife Extension agents reflect the effects of the added moisture. But the rain was by no means equally distributed. In the Panhandle, for example, agents reported the rain in some counties measured in inches, while others got no more than a sprinkle. For example, J.D. Reglin, AgriLife Extension agent for Randall County, Amarillo, reported no significant accumulations. He said that even irrigated corn and cotton are beginning to suffer, and no dry land will be planted until some kind of rainfall occurs. The day after high temperatures of 106 degrees were recorded on June 4th in Lubbock County, the area was visited by a line of severe thunderstorms and extremely high damaging winds. This from County Agent Mark Brown, AgriLife Extension agent there. The storms brought as much as 2 inches of rain, which helped crops, but winds as high as 84 miles per hour damaged structures, toppled trees, and overturned many center pivots. In East Texas, the thunderstorms were more benign, bringing only rain and greening up grass and promoting growth, while in West Texas, the rains did little more than settle the dust. Many South Texas counties reported rain since June 4th, but with highs in the 100 to 103 degree range all week, evaporation rates were very high. This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.